Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganza Uji just making a video about Uganda versus Jews. Well, let's go. Hi friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, sorry I didn't put nothing out yesterday, it's just that I ran out of time. I have a lot of stuff to do and plus I have to go to work early. Today I gotta go to work early too because today is July 4th. Yes, and it's fireworks and independence and all that bullshit. Yeah, yesterday I did very well, the day before I did good too. So hopefully today I do even better. If not, well, fuck it. At least I'm not Jewish. Whatever. Anyway, speaking about Jews, did you know that the Ugandans were the last people they kicked out the Jews out of their fucking country? Why? Because of Jewry. Yes, not the stuff that you wear, but the Jewish bullshit that they do. Yes, Uganda knows the way. Yeah, it's funny that a bunch of retarded niggers know more than strong white people. Yeah, Americans, why do you have an infestation of Israelis inside your country? I don't know. Well, let's see why Jews are not liked in Uganda. Let's find out.
In the 1,000-year history of Jews being kicked out of countries everywhere, Uganda was the last country to kick them out in 1972.
Yes, a bunch of low IQ niggers in 1972 kicked these fucking creatures out of their fucking country. And it's 2026. Why can't America fucking do that, huh? Why? Oh, it's because the country's run and infested by those fucking creatures. Yes, isn't your president fucking have his family fucking entangled with those creatures? Yeah, both of his kids are married to them, so... Yeah, friends, what are you gonna do? Well, you gotta give them fucking packing, but you know, people are fucking gay. But whatever, enjoy.
Today, many people are asking how come they were kicked out of all these countries, all that history of kicking them out.
Oh, that's easy, because those motherfuckers are racist as fuck. If you're not part of their group, they fucking hate you, and they want to use you, then kill you. Yeah, that's what's wrong with these motherfuckers, and they do it to everyone. If you don't have a big fucking nose and a funny hat, you're not part of them. So, yeah, friend, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Enjoy!
What were they doing that made people kick them out of those countries, from their communities? If you listen to Israelis, they'll always say, oh, those countries were anti-Semitic, they hate Jews.
Oh yes, everybody hates the poor little Jew, huh? Yes, they don't do nothing. They don't go into a country, steal everything, fucking get their fucking hands in every fucking way, shape, and form in the ways of fucking power. Yes, they don't do none of that shit. They don't fucking call you goy. They don't spit at you. They don't do none of that shit, huh? Gee, I guess we're the ones that are wrong, huh? Poor little Jews. We're sorry. Whatever. Let's continue.
The problem is they never take responsibility for wrongdoing to others.
Gee, look at this guy. This stupid ass nigger with his low IQ, his fucking retardation. He gets it. Why can't the rest of you guys get it, huh? Gee. I don't know. I guess it's a Scooby-Doo mystery, isn't it? Whatever, let's continue.
Even today, it's always other people's faults, but they won't say how those countries welcomed them well until they started showing their true colors of racist supremacism.
Yes, ain't that funny that people tell you, oh, I'm cool, I'm not doing nothing wrong, then you let them inside and they start fucking shit up. Ain't that funny? But, yeah, friends, you don't let cockroaches into your fucking home because then you get this infestation, so... Don't do it. Just an opinion, but what do I know, right?
What I call the dehumanizing Goyimism ideology and cult-like activities, including cannibalistic rituals of eating children, human flesh, which continues even today, as seen in the Epstein files.
Yes, this is an infestation that's worldwide, friend. Yes, this fucking motherfucker went through all kinds of shit, has his hands in all kinds of fucking pots. Yes, they have all these politicians and famous people, all these motherfuckers that are compromised. That's why they don't let these files out. Yes, your presidents, everybody's in this fucking bullshit. Enjoy!
In the case of Uganda, they were specifically kicked out of the country by President Idi Amin in 1972, as seen in these images, because of this Goyimism bigotry of hating all non-Jews.
Huh. Well, according to the Brave browser, that in 1928 is when color television first came out, and the first color broadcast was in what, 1951? Huh. And then in 1972, Uganda still has black and white TV. Huh. Gee. Well, if these niggers were smart enough to kick out Jews out of their country, but not smart enough to have color TV, but yet white people have color TV, and it's 2026, and Jews are still here in the country. Huh. So let me see. These stupid ass niggers were fucking dumb enough. They don't know how to invent shit, but yet they were smart enough to kick Jews out. And white people, they created all this fucking shit. It's 2026 and you still have fucking Jews in your fucking countries. What the fuck? So you telling me that niggers are smarter than fucking white people? What the fuck? Well, I guess it is what it is. I personally would rather fuck a white chick than a fucking nigger, bitch. Yeah? Because white is prettier. Well, that's my opinion, but whatever. What the fuck do I know? I'm a stupid wetback. But whatever. Let's continue.
And they were found plotting to poison the River Nile from Uganda so as to exterminate people in Sudan and Egypt who use the same water downstream.
Oh, so Jews were trying to poison your fucking water. Yeah, that would do it. Fuck. Yeah, Jews like doing some crazy shit. What was it, last year or something? That Jews were setting fucking fires over there in Argentina so they could buy the land? Oh, fuck yeah. What a great fucking people these creatures are, don't you agree? Anyways, let's continue.
We also found hidden underground facilities for Israeli jet fighters in Nakasongola in Uganda, a military airfield that was built by Israelis.
Yeah, weren't fucking Jews doing that kind of shit back in New York? Yeah, their underground Jewish tunnels? Yeah, weren't they doing like fucking raping people and all kinds of weirdo shit down there in the fucking sewers? Yeah, they're like Ninja Turtles, or at least the Rat King. Well, they do have rat-like features, don't they, huh? Fucking Jews with your fucking bullshit. Maybe you guys should stop doing shit like that and maybe people won't be fucking with you. It's just an idea, but what do I know, right? Let's continue.
They were planning to launch secret airstrikes in Sudan from Uganda. So many people talk about the expulsion of Asians from Uganda in 1972. Few know that it was actually the expulsion of, first of all, the British. These Indians had British nationality and were servants of the British colonial economy, nothing Ugandan. But more urgently was the expulsion of Israelis at the same time because of their hate, bigotry, and their evil plot against other African countries.
So pretty much they were kicking out anyone that wasn't a nigger, right? Yeah, they wasn't pro-Uganda. That makes sense. Yeah, what is wrong with being, you know, pro-Uganda, pro your own people? Yeah, if all these other people came into your country to fuck shit up, yeah, they just kick them out. They just kicked them out. What is the other fucking thing they could have done? Well, they could have killed all these people instead of kicking them out. Yeah, would you rather see all these people hanging from trees or something? Hey, that'd be funny. Wouldn't you agree? But remember, I don't own a country or anything like that, so whatever. Let's continue.
...in Uganda's upstream position on the River Nile and plotting airstrikes against Sudan from Uganda. Israelis have a disturbing cultural behavior that no normal human being can stomach, and it is all coming from the Jewish supremacist bigotry, which I call Goyimism.
Goyimism? That's a pretty word. But yeah, doesn't that mean that they're worshipping Goyim? Yeah, I think you mean Goyim hate. Yes, for them, everyone else that's not Jewish is Goyim. Yeah, that means cattle in their language. They say no, it means non-Israeli or Jewish or whatever the fuck. But no, they think that we're animals in human form to serve them. So yeah, friends, these motherfuckers think we're fucking trash. Enjoy!
Their dehumanization and hatred of all non-Jews, no matter how good and welcoming you are to them, their betrayal of your courtesies is always just a matter of time.
Yes, Jews did that shit in ancient Rome. And guess what the Romans did? They pushed their shit in. Yes, they revolted because Jews are fucking assholes and they bite the hand that feeds them. Yeah, they had a sweet fucking deal and they thought they were fucking cool. Yes. Fuck you Jews. But whatever, let's continue.
Basically guaranteed. Thank you.
Israelis must stop their fascist Goyimism ideology, bigotry that dehumanizes everyone who is not Jewish, hating everyone who is not Jewish, while having the dangerous genocidal secret ambition of ruling the same non-Jewish world that they hate.
Ain't that funny that these fucking niggers, they get the fucking message? They're not fucking stupid. Well, fucking smarter than other fucking retards. Yeah, we have an infestation of fucking Jews all over the fucking world, but Ugandan knuckles fucking crack the code. Ain't that fucking funny? Some low IQ motherfuckers figure this shit out, but all you other people can't fucking figure it out. Are these guys fucking super fucking human creatures or something? More than you? I guess. But whatever, what the fuck do I know? I guess my racism fucking knows nothing, huh? Yeah, these stupid niggers are way fucking smarter than everyone fucking else. But, fucking, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Yes, you can't let these fucking niggers show you up. Yes, show them that you could be racist is better than they can. Yes, let's make these fucking Jews go to another planet, don't you think? Yeah, let's kick them out. Because if they don't, they're gonna be doing more fucking bullshit. Yes, do you wanna fucking deal with World War III? Well, that's what's on our lap, so don't be stupid. Move forward and let's fucking fix this shit, because if not, we are fucked. Well, friends, you take care of yourself and I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Redact, black it out, hide what it's all about. I'm the file, the Epstein file, sitting here in a dusty old pile. The court gave an order, the law gave a command, but the people in charge have a different plan. Distract from the files, occupy U.S. cities. Stark foreign wars, terror, the truth, Greenland, Venezuela, and the Strait of Hormuz. I'm the files, the lonely old files, and I've been waiting here quite a while. But the DOJ says no, they won't let the truth flow. Redact it, black it out, hide what it's all about. Keep the names out of sight, lock the truth up real tight, redact it, black it out. Now look at this act, the Transparency Act is a fact. The Senate said show us, the House said let us see. But the lawyers are busy as busy can be. They sniff, they tuck, they don't give a lucky duck. But the DOJ says no, they won't let the truth flow. Redact it, black it out, hide what it's all about. Keep the names out of sight, lock the truth up real tight. Redact it, black it out. They promised a window, they gave us a wall. They promised the big names would finally fall. But the ink is too thick and now Bondi is out. My full release is completely in doubt. I'm pages, just redacted pages, locked away in Trump-controlled cages. I should be open, I should be read, but they're burying everything that the witnesses said. They redact, they protect, they refuse to respect the Transparency Act. They redact, they protect, they refuse to respect the law of the land. But what do I know? I have trunk arrangement syndrome.